Leanne, good morning.
Hi, Neil, how are you?
It's amazing, the stories you hear. It puts things into perspective. You're having a hard time of it at home?
We are, yeah.
Same kind of scenario with Charlotte?
Yeah, my son would be a lot younger now. He's 8, but he just doesn't understand. You know, he doesn't know why all his routine has gone.
And how has his routine been affected or put back? Talk to me about that.
He just gets very, very frustrated. You know, like, school is gone now, so the park even was our saviour, but now that's closed as well. We live right across the road from the park, so he's looking out the window every day, roaring. You know, he really, really wants to go. Like,
but why is that park closed? Does it have swings and stuff like that in it?
Yeah, it's just a playground. Small playground. Yeah. Yeah. Now it wouldn't be a very busy park anyway, but I understand why it's closed. You know, but he's so frustrated. He's kicking big, massive holes in my bedroom wall.
Oh, my God, Kellyanne.
He'd lash out at us a lot because of it, you know? But all we can do is soldier on. I do think we need a lockdown, but I would be absolutely dreading it.
So hard. Because it will just potentially get worse, inevitably get worse. Is he sleeping? Is he sleeping or anything?
No. He was never a great sleeper anyway, but our day could start at 2 or 3 in the morning, like, you know, especially now since the routine is gone. I think he's maybe slept 2 or 3 full nights since they finished school.
You must be worn to a frazzle, are you?
Oh, yeah. But what can you do?
What can you do, except maybe ask other special need parents for some advice or guidance, maybe?
Yeah, like, taking him for a walk that's no good to him. There has to be something at the end of it for him. You know, he wouldn't see any point in going for a walk. Like, he's mostly nonverbal as well, so it's a lot harder to get him to understand, you know?
You are being asked to make such a much bigger sacrifice than many people, me included.
That's it.
Because it's tough enough with people who aren't on the spectrum, for instance, children, to, you know, get them to cop themselves on. Never mind your scenario where the poor lads don't know what's going on.
That's it. And I've got 2 other kids as well, and you know, all the attention goes on him then. You know, it's not fair on them either. But they're well able to entertain themselves, thank God.
I know. But you don't want them to hurt themselves. You know, I see you saying that there's punching holes in the walls and doors and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's got 3 nice big holes in my bedroom wall now. I'm grateful that he's confining it to one room, I suppose.
Oh, my God, that's absolutely heartbreaking.
So we'll have a lot of repairs to do after this.
Okay, well, look,
let's look forward to a few more holes.
I know. Well, let's see if we can share some stories and maybe get some advice, some tips from parents with kids with special needs as to how they may well plan to occupy their day or their time going forward, all right?
That's perfect. That's all we can do is give each other tips.
Okay, take care, Kellyanne.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, okay, take care.